3, 2, 1, action. All right. Welcome back, boys, to another episode of EDDS. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
Great. Yeah. Witcher was late playing Star Wars over there.
Oh, you just had to mention it, didn't you?
I did. It's like 2 weeks in a row you've been late because you've been playing
Star Wars. Yeah.
Witcher, don't worry about it. I almost forgot it as well because I was busy with work.
Yeah, true.
That's all right. But, well, I'm glad everybody's doing good. So we will hop back right into it where you guys left off. So last time, you guys were in kind of a sticky situation. You finally got out of the tomb that you guys were in, and you had to fight a shitload of mermaids to get there. Currently, we are in the city of Skingrad. Naesala is still not waking up, and you guys met a healer there that suggested that you go to Kvatch in search of a old mage wizard person that will definitely be able to wake Naesala up due to the facts that she is passed out and sleeping in like a magical slumber, kind of like a Snow White effect. And I believe you guys are still in Skingrad, but we're getting ready to leave.
Yes.
You guys going to spend... So one night has already been spent in Skingrad. Are you guys... I don't really remember the time we left off, so we could just say it's
in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's right. Because, yeah, everybody got there very late. So I would say you guys are going to probably rest for the rest of the night. Yeah.
We only got there late because somebody fell asleep in front of the horse.
Yes. Hey. Yes.
Hey, Gris was tired, okay, by carrying
I did forget that happened.
And Jeff Goldblum needed the rest as well.
He had stood for an entire day doing nothing.
Hey, he's a big, heavy horse, okay?
He's a thick horse.
He's thick, with like 5 feet.
Just because he's thick doesn't mean he's fat.
He's thick, boy.
So, you guys are... It's the next morning. It is a little cloudy out. Seems to be a bit windy today. So it's going to be kind of a windy travel. You do know that it's going to take 2 days to get to Kvatch. You also know that Kvatch goes on like a complete lockdown at night. So if you guys arrive at night, you will not be allowed in the city.
Yeah, it was because people go missing in the night, mysteriously disappearing, and no one is to leave their homes at night.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we threw out vampires. I think was thrown out there.
We can assume.
Nobody said that, but
nobody, we can assume so.
Nobody said that, but nighttime, people go missing, vampires kind of do their thing.
There are other creatures that lurk in the darkness.
Yes.
Werewolves.
Telecom marketers.
Salesmen.
Drug dealers.
Skooma.
Who knows what we will find?
Skooma dealers.
Skooma dealers, yeah.
Assassins. No, yeah. So
the
you
Dark
guys...
Brotherhood.
No, yeah. we're not going there just now.
By the way, Reed skulks through the night as well, doesn't he? So.
There is a Dark Brotherhood in this setting, is there?
Maybe.
The only person that would have knowledge of that is maybe Reed.
Maybe. Need to do that quest line. That's what I always do.
I am not doing
games.
That quest line.
Boy. Oh, God.
Back on track.
Like, side quest of like... that's... You guys want to join the Assassin's Guild? Yeah, that's fine. You can join the Dark Brotherhoods. Fuck this.
Let's just change the quest and go find Night Mother.
God, I could totally do like a really fun... Yeah. Either way, there's always season two. So let's get into it. Yeah, it's morning time. It's overcast and windy. Feel free to do whatever
it was.
You want.
If I can recall how we ended it, we had Naesala wrapped up in the back on blankets and shit. Reed was sat there as well. Me and Filvendar was at the reins, and Jeff was about to head out of town, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Rings a bell to me, so.
Well, yeah, you set me back in the, put me in the back, so.
Yeah, we always put you in the back, dude, because normally you'd be up front, but you just like hiding in the back, so. I guess we head towards Kvatch, which I believe you said was a day and a half ride?
Two days
ride.
Well, yep. Good.
So you guys could probably make it, at, you know, obviously halfway, probably about here on the map.
Yeah.
About halfway. Make camp and go from there. All right. So do you guys, it's morning. All the shops are open. Do you guys want to do anything in Skingrad before you leave?
I mean, for Filvendar, there is no major skill in Skingrad.
So no major skill if we don't need to visit the city.
How is everybody looking on rations?
I think I'm out of my rations, but I should be able to forage rations. Okay. Yeah, I'm out of rations.
I am not too bad because I bought some previously. I keep stocking up pretty much as we go.
Yeah.
I have like 8 rations left, 2 apples left, and 2 meat strips.
All right.
I have like 10 left.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, you guys get on the cart and you fucking, yeah, Jeff. And you guys take off. You know, are you guys doing like a steady pace?
I'm pretty sure if we yard Jeff, he would not move. He would just look at us disapprovingly.
He's not a mule.
He'd be like, I go at my own pace, boy. No one tells Jeff what to do.
I'm guessing you guys are just going at a steady pace, right?
Yes.
All right. So you make about 4 ways into the travel and nothing happens.
Oh, I was expecting roll initiative.
It starts to look like it might rain tonight. So keep that in mind when you guys are making camp. Actually, a light drizzle starts to happen another hour into your guys' journey. You guys continue to travel along the road, and it's a pretty uneventful day today. You haven't seen many merchants or anybody on the Gold Road. Maybe one or two have passed you, and you know, nothing crazy. But it's kind of a peaceful, you know, just a relaxing cart ride all the way until you find a nice place where you think, let's set up camp here. And at this point, it's raining now, pretty heavily.
So, I'm not sure. Do we have a tent?
I do, but it's a one-man tent.
Great.
I mean, I had it for myself.
Yeah, it's all right.
Can we say we have like a tarp in the back?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys, you could have like a tarp or even say you guys could have a tent. Like,
so my suggestion is basically tie the tarp to each corner of the cart and then put a pole in the middle of it. So it's like the tent is now in the back of the cart.
Yeah, just to get some protection from the rain.
Yeah, so you guys get protection from the rain.
Sounds good.
Gris pulls out his cloak. Basically, it's just a cloak. It's nothing special. Just to wrap himself up and tells Filvendar, you hop in the back and I'll keep riding a little bit longer.
All right.
There's no room in the back.
Yeah, there's room in the back. Just all scrunch up. Cuddle up a little bit.
You're not as thick as our horse.
I'm jumping off. I'm walking beside the wagon now.
Besides, you shouldn't mind the rain.
He was just about to say that.
Wait, was racist. That racist? Racist or what?
Racist.
That's not racism.
You are talking to an Argonian saying that I shouldn't mind the rain.
Yeah, you do not mind water. Is that wrong?
No, but I do know other Argonians mind some water.
Okay, I've never heard of those.
I have met one Argonian. He was afraid of water. He did not like swimming. He didn't like drinking it. He didn't like bathing in it. He smelled terrible.
I bet he had a hard time in your society then.
I never been in an Argonian society, you fuck. I mean, I grew up in Handel.
He mustn't have been a very good...
I wasn't talking about you, about your friend, I was.
Yeah.
I don't know his backstory. I just know I met him. He smelled like a fucking old cheese.
But sometimes old cheese tastes good. Not saying I'd eat your friend. Okay, this is good.
Hard.
Phrasing.
I hate you guys.
Oh, you love it, Reed. Come on now. You'd be bored otherwise.
Fuck you.
What would you be doing right now? You'd be stealing and probably in jail?
No. No.
I'm pretty sure he's stealing even as we travel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Definitely not. Definitely. I'm not stolen.
I remember that sweet roll you got in the Imperial City.
Was that the second or third day we was together?
I bought it. Fuck you.
Yeah,
guys.
After a failed try to snack it.
You bartered with nothing.
I bought it fair and square from the start.
How much did it cost? Come on now.
1 septum, if I remember right.
Okay. I mean.
Anyway, let's get everything ready for the night.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys. Yeah, you know, like I was saying, you guys find a good place to camp for the night right off the road. Do you want to? So you're not really in a foresty area anymore of this continent. So, I mean, there's a few like trees here and there, but it's pretty open plains. So I imagine you guys probably just kind of pull off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little grass patch, so Jeff can
eat. Yeah. Yeah, so you do that, and with how hard it's raining, you guys could try to start a fire, but it's going to be pretty difficult.
Got a mage.
We definitely.
You start the fire.
All right.
Firewood. I would like to forage for firewood.
Okay.
Gris would go check on Nasala in the back of the car.
Nasala looks, I mean, she just looks like she's sleeping, not in any discomfort or anything like that.
Okay.
Felvindar, are you trying to start a fire?
Yeah, once Reed returns with the fire and we set it up, I would use flames to ignite it.
Reed?
Yes.
You can't find any dry firewood.
That's fine. He can dry it.
Yeah, we can roast it.
So you set up the campfire, and it takes you a bit, but eventually you get it going.
I had the idea of in order to dry the wood, I would hold the wood and cast flame cloak on myself. Right. Okay. If that works.
This can only go wrong with a natural one.
I'll be over here when he's doing.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and
when I hold it shouldn't burn, but
okay.
just get warmed up.
For this. I got something good for this.
Can you step 25 feet away from me?
Yeah, I will keep my distance for sure.
Thank you.
All right, Felvindar. Low or high?
Oh no. I'm away from the cart and everyone else, just to be clear.
That's yes, I understand that, but higher level.
Hi. Hi.
Oh no.
So you like do too good of a job and you kind of light the fire or like the wood in your hand starts to catch on fire and burns your hand.
Oh god. Even with my flame cloak on.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
3 points of fire damage.
All right. But the fire is going, right?
Yeah, yeah. At this
just
point,
hope nobody saw that.
At this point, you're good. You got the fire going, but it's still kind of raining. So everybody that's going to be on watch is going to have to continue like adding wood to it, or it will go out pretty quickly. So who's taking first watch?
First.
Gris is going to sleep. He's been on the cart. He's a bit
I'm
cold.
I'm going to take first.
Yeah, same.
Okay, Felvindar. Reed, give me a perception check.
Okie dokie. That is the first roll of the day for us. Perception. Where the fuck is it now? There. That's a 10.
Yeah, so the rain kind of lightens up a bit and then kind of gets heavy again, lightens up a bit, but it does keep raining. You see something off in the distance move, like in the shadows. You can't really tell exactly what it was. Could have been an animal. Could have been a drug dealer. Who knows?
Give up that scuba.
And then all of a sudden, another Argonian pops up behind you. Hey, man. You want some scuba? No, I'm kidding. That
doesn't happen. I was going to roll with that then.
Stab him.
So who's next?
So do you want to do anything about that? Do you want to go investigate?
I'm just gonna stay at the fire, be okay. Ready and be alert. Have my hand on my dagger, my +2 dagger.
Okay. The rest of your watch goes fine. You don't really see anything else move in the shadows, and nothing happens.
You okay?
And then who was second?
The guy was.
Yeah, all right. Well, so Reed comes, wakes you up, and you know.
And yes, I will tell him that it was there.
Yeah, I will keep watch.
Okay. Roll me a perception check, please.
15.
Yeah, so you also see something in the darkness moving around. Looks like it's like almost circling you guys. She can't tell exactly what it is.
No point chasing it into the darkness, I guess.
All right.
I will just stay at the fire.
Okay.
Chris?
Yeah, nothing else happens. You kind of see it a couple more times. But again, you can't really make out what is, but you definitely can tell that something's circling the camp.
Could be wolves.
Roll me a. Is there a nature check?
Yes.
Yes, there is nature.
Roll me a nature check.
21.
With a 21, you know these wouldn't be wolves. You would hear howling.
Don't wolves howl?
Yeah, but you don't hear any of that.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you, it's a single creature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Instead of a pack.
Okay.
So you definitely know that it's
a bear, perhaps?
It's beast-like. Like from the outline of the shadow, it's beast-like. And you would think, yeah, maybe it's a bear or a bigger creature that would be by itself.
A cow.
It might be a cow.
What?
A holy heifer.
So I just clunkily said, holy heifer. Oh, is that so canon now?
No. No.
So when my watch is done, is the night over?
No, Gris it's still...
It's still Gris's turn.
Yeah, so... Yep. Gris, roll me a perception check.
Yeah. I would also make sure that Gris is aware of that.
I see. Fuck all.
You're I'm like, tired. Yeah, you're just staring into the flames. But nothing happens. And it's morning time. The rain has stopped. fires out. You guys are all starting to wake up.
That's that crunching you hear. That was Jeff eating an apple I just gave him.
Of course.
Right.
I'm sorry, that might have been me. I'm snacking.
That's right. I used it. I rolled with it. Grit packs up camp. Hops back on Jeff. Well, on the cart. And signals to the guys to hop back in before we head back out.
Sure. Right, let's go.
Yup.
All right.
Can we head out?
So you guys pack up the cart and head out. At the rate you're going, you end up, well, first off, your travels are uninterrupted by anything. It is a fairly sunny day, but it's still like overcast. Might rain again, might not. But you guys make good time. Do you guys want to like hurry a little bit, go at like a faster pace so you are for sure to make it there before night?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be good.
Okay. So you do that and you make it to the front gates. It's probably about, I want to say it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wait a second. Wasn't the Wizard Tower outside of?
It was around Kvatch somewhere.
The healer said it's somewhere north of Kvatch, but didn't know. So you guys have a couple options. You can go into the city and obviously ask around, or you could just go aimlessly walk around.
She told Phil Vandar that he should just do some asking around. Someone should know. We could also just exit the north gate and see where we can go.
True.
Yes.
Maybe we find something on our own, but I'm pretty sure someone would know.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys enter into Kvatch. You're kind of greeted with... Nobody stops you. The guards don't... Hey, where's my map?
Ooh. I see you, man. From the Elder Scrolls Online, that is.
Well, I can't see it for some reason. There it is. It just popped in for me. It's just taking its time loading. It's probably because I'm trying to play music at the same time. All right, so you guys enter into Kvatch, and as you all know, that there is some sort of curse or something happening here. You see people walking around, but everybody looks really tired and like just exhausted. Nobody's moving at like a fast pace. Everybody is sort of like dragging their feet. Give me everybody a perception check.
Okay.
23.
A 6.
11.
Yeah, so all together, you guys can kind of just put together like two and two, like maybe people are so like worried at night that they're not sleeping well, like they haven't been sleeping well. And maybe that's why everybody looks so tired. And that's what you guys see. You get to the first, like you get past the first gate and instantly you're greeted with, there's a big tavern and inn on the left-hand side and some like, homes along the right-hand side. And if you continued straight, you can start to see the beginning of a chapel.
Huh. Whose chapel is that? Or to which deity is it dedicated to? You
wouldn't know unless you went there.
I see.
I mean,
I don't remember it from the Elder Scrolls 4. It might be different in your setting, but wasn't that Akatosh in Oblivion?
I think it was.
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna head into the stables of Jeff. pay for lodgings there for him.
I'll be at the inn.
Yeah, then I'll meet Reed in the inn. What do you want to do, Vilvinda?
Is there a major skill in Clutch?
There used to be, but it did not get rebuilt.
God damn it. Well, then I would just tag along with Reed.
There's like a herbalist shop there, but yeah, there's no...
They got that icky green.
A herbalist shop. Would he maybe sell like an herbalist or an alchemy kit?
I don't know. It's only one way to find out.
Yeah, then I will just go there and we'll ask around to find it, obviously.
Okay, so I imagine you probably just find like a guard or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like any other city. There's guards. There'd be like one or two patrolling around and you stop one of them and they point you, they tell you it's right behind the chapel on the north side of the city.
Thank you. So do we switch it now between our characters? Where everyone is going?
Yeah, we'll just start with Gris. Gris, you guys can bring like the cart and horse into the city. The stable is actually on the inside of the city, and you obviously, just with your perception, you're just looking around, you see a stable off to the left, like immediately as you step into the town of Kvatch.
Yep. So Gris takes Jeff and the cat with Nasal laid in the back to the stables. And then predominantly picks up Nasala in a princess carry, after paying for lodgings for Jeff. How much is lodgings?
Yeah, so, you look around and you do see a man like, moving hay, like a hay pile. If you want to go talk to him,
yep. So Gris will leave Nasala laid in the back and go talk to the guy moving hay.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Hey, bud, you the stable hand?
Ah, I am. Yes, I am. Do you need lodging for your horse?
Yes, please. And for a cart as well.
Yep. All right. How many nights do you need that for?
Let's say three.
Okay.
If I stay less than three, would I be able to get money back on the ones I don't stay?
Roll a persuasion check. Persuasion.
Oh my god.
No, you will not. It's, you know, you can either pay day by day, or if you pay for 3 days and take, you know, take the horse in 2 days, I'm going to keep the gold for the third day.
Okay, can we do like a rolling contract thing? Because I don't know how long we're going to be in town for. So if I pay you for 3 days, okay? And by the way, the horse is called Jeff. Jeff Goldblum, for instance. Anyway, if I pay for lodging for 3 days and we go over those 3 days, can I just come back and then pay you for the days that we have added?
I'll tell you what, traveler, I'll hold your horse. You pay me the 3 days, I'll hold your horse for four. You'll have to pay for the fourth day. But if you do not come back on the third day to pay, or the fourth day, I am going to put your horse outside the gates.
I mean, it's Jeff. If you can move a horse like that.
I'm work with horses all day. So yes, I can.
Okay. Okay. How much is 3 days?
75 gold.
75 gold?
75 gold septums. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to have to speak to my friend real quick. I haven't got the money right now to pay for that.
Okay. Well, make sure you take your horse with you when you go speak to your friend.
Can I pay one day right now?
Sure. It's 25 gold.
Okay, here's 25 gold.
Yep. Thank you. He like bites one of the coins just to make sure it's real. And then he takes Jeff by the reins and like, do you need anything out of the back? It looks like you have a female sleeping in the back.
Yeah, she's a narcoleptic, so she falls asleep a lot. That's why we're literally stopping in Kvatch so we can put her in the inn so she can sleep better than sleeping in the back of a car.
Chris doesn't know what a narcoleptic means.
He does now. You can make me roll right, for well, it if you want, well, dude. That's well, your choice.
Well, make sure you take her with you. I don't watch over humans. I take care of horses.
I plan on that. So Chris walks up and picks up Naysar, the Princess Carrie style, and then walks to the inn, preferably bumping into Reed as soon as he gets inside, right?
Yeah, so we'll hop over to Reed as you are talking with the horse guy, the guy that takes care of all the horses.
Yeah.
Reed, you enter into the inn and you see a table of three town guard sitting there drinking, not really saying too much. And then you see, so there's like four to five tables on like the main floor as soon as you walk in. But then there's like a little, like three or four steps up to another platformed level off to your left. And that has another like three tables. So on that main first little level is the three town guards all sitting at the same table. There is one guy at the actual bar and then another table occupied by two more men, but they just look like town folk. And of course you see a bartender.
Okay. I'm gonna ignore the goddamn the guards just sitting there, not doing their job, and go up to the button.
Welcome, traveler. What can I do you for?
I will be needing two rooms.
All right.
For a week.
For a week. That's a pretty long time.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to be staying here for a week? Have you not heard of the curse of this town?
I have. And that's why. For a week. Oh.
Okay. Well, for a week's pay, for two rooms is going to be 100 septums.
Easy. Here you go.
And he, you know, counts it, makes sure, because that's a fairly large amount of money. And, then he says, all right, he hands you two keys. He's like, your rooms are the two upstairs rooms.
Yep.
And
I also need some information.
What are you looking for? You want to know about the curse, I imagine?
Yes, that and one more thing. But let's start with the curse.
Yes, yes. Terrible thing. Happened right after we built the monument to all who died here when the Oblivion Gate opened. I don't know if we did something wrong with the monument or what, but nobody's allowed outside at night. Anybody that's caught in the darkness of night is, well, never seen again. No bodies, there's never any blood, no trail whatsoever, they're just gone. Typically, everybody has to lay a line of salt in front of their door at night. There's been some rare cases where people did not lay salt in front of their door and were snatched out of their beds while they slept. But as long as you have that salt in front of your door, nothing's getting in for some reason.
So what I'm hearing is after the Oblivion Crisis, this happened. After you built the temple again. And you wouldn't happen to have built the temple on top of Oblivion Gate.
Well, you see,
I know what happened to Kvatch. I know the story.
Yes, yes. I do believe they rebuilt it because the Oblivion Gate opened right in the middle of the chapel. And, you know, I'm not, you know, I pray to the gods, of course, But when the chapel was rebuilt long before the memorial was built. But this all happened after the memorial was built.
Interesting. Oh, okay. So the other information I was looking for, you have some kind of healer that doesn't live in the town.
Oh, you must be talking about Marco.
I heard he was crazy.
He's something. He means good. He really does. I know he does, and he is our town wizard. And he's been researching very hardly on how to lift this curse, but can't seem to make a breakthrough on it. So, yes, he actually doesn't reside in town.
Yeah, so I heard. You wouldn't happen to know where I could find him, right?
Well, I don't know the exact location, but do you have a map I could look at? I could point you in that area.
No, I do not, since one of my friends has it on him right now.
Well, bring that map back to me, and I'll kind of point to you like the area that it is. I don't know the exact location.
Sure.
Yeah, you might want to talk
I have one question about this guy. Yes. Isn't it odd that the town wizard doesn't live in town?
You know, I always thought that too. And he like grabs his chin and looks up at the ceiling. But what do I know?
Magic. You say he's looking into this curse.
Yes, he's attempted multiple times to try to lift it.
How?
Oh, through rituals of magic. I suppose I could. I don't really know that much about magic, so. Yeah, you could. Our alchemist in town does a lot of dealings, obviously, they trade a lot of goods. So you might want to go ask him if maybe he knows the exact location. But I could point you to the area, but not the exact location.
Yeah. Well, you've been helpful. I will get my things in the room and then come back with the map when my friends are here.
All right. And as you end the conversation, this is when Gris walks in, but we're going to hop over to Felvindar. Felvindar, you just asked some guards where the local like alchemist shop is, and he told you where it was and pointed you in that direction. You start to pass the chapel, and it looks like a fairly nice chapel. Actually, probably the nicest building in Kvatch besides the castle itself, the keep. Mm-hmm. And as you're passing it in the front, you can like look in, and the double doors are open, and you see a lot of people in there praying. There's not like a main big statue in there. So you'd probably get the notice that this is, you could pray to all the gods here. As you walk past the chapel, you see the alchemist shop right where the guard said it would be, directly north, adjacent from the chapel. And you also see a very big like monument to the left of the alchemist shop. This is just like, it has a big oblivion gate. You see it as oblivion gate and like imps coming out of it. But then you also see warriors, town guards, fighting.
And so the monument is in the shape of an oblivion gate.
Yeah. It's like on a big, very, this is a very big monument, right? Towers over you. Like the top of it's probably like 12 feet, maybe 15 feet high. It's on a big like flat stone, and then on that stone is built it's an oblivion gate with like imps and scamps coming out.
Yeah.
And the town guard, it looks like the town guard, like there's one town guard that's got his blade through an imp and another town guard that like has his shield raised, and a scamp is attacking him. And you also can see some people behind, like townspeople behind the guards that are like defending him. Mm-hmm. And it's a monument. You kind of put it together. It's a monument for the everybody that died and tried to protect the city from the Oblivion Gate that opened here. This is common knowledge. All of you know an Oblivion Gate literally destroyed. The keep was like half standing after the Oblivion Gate closed. Everything else was completely destroyed. This is common knowledge all over the world. Everybody knows this story. So you put two together. It's like, oh, hey, that's the memorial for all the people that died. And if you go closer, you actually can already see like these stone square plates, and engraved in it are like names of mm-hmm. people who died. Right. But you make your way to the alchemist shop. You push open the door and you're greeted with a wood elf. Short little wood elf, brown hair, big pointy ears, big bright green eyes. And he looks at you and smiles and says, ah, good day. Good day, traveler. How can I help you?
Hello, good sir. I was looking for some alchemy supplies.
Well, I just got back from picking all these new flowers and ingredients, and you can see like the whole shop kind of looks like the woods almost. There's hanging baskets with red mountain flowers and purple mountain flowers hanging out of it. You can see in jars there's like what are they called, the little like
glass vials,
Torchbugs.
Dart wings, the little fireflies, the orange dart wings that kind of glow, and they're in like a glass jar with a cork on the top, and they're just like floating in there, and there's some like laying around. It's just almost any ingredient you would want, unless it's like a super rare ingredient.
I had some training in alchemy during my studies, but I require a new set of a new alchemist's kit.
Ah, yes, I have multiples. And he was like standing on a stool, because you only can see like the tips of his ears, and it's like he's got like spiky hair when he jumps off, and he's behind the counter, and then walks around the counter and leads you over to like the right hand wall, and you see he points to like two of these kits, and they're like these brown satchels, I guess, that have like two belts like on the side that you would keep it closed with, and then a flap on the top with a button. So you could like open up the flap, undo the belts, and like totally roll this thing out.
Yeah.
And he actually does that for you, and you see that these are fairly nice alchemist tools. He says, yes, this is an advanced user's kit, so you get all the good stuff, not none of that beginner stuff. I don't carry any beginner stuff, so but I only have these advanced ones. Is this above your level or not?
Well, this would suffice.
Perfect.
How many septums for it?
This kit runs 80. It's 80 gold septums.
80 gold septums. Well, yes, I will take it.
All right. And so the kit pretty much contains everything you would think, like one of those stone bowls with a stone like crusher, a couple vials. Yes. A couple glass vials with corks in them. You have like some things that look like tweezers, like an X-Acto knife almost. It looks like to like, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's for cutting like leaves. If you have to cut,
yeah, some skips, some skippers,
yeah, cut yeah, them. Exactly. And it, as he described, it's a very nice kit. So, you'll be able to make, you will be able to make any kind of alchemy thing you would want.
Very good.
At least with these tools, and so
very good.
Anything else I can help you with today?
What potions do you sell?
Yes. And he gestures over to a cabinet that's like, same wall as you were looking at, but to the left. And he says, well, I have some healing potions, some potions that do special effects. Like, maybe are you interested in invisibility?
Yes.
He has, he gestures to one large yellow bottle, and that's, he says, yeah, that's the visibility. It's kind of expensive, though.
How much?
120 gold septums, please, if you want.
What other potions do you have?
And so what did he name? Healing, invisibility. I have some potions of water breathing. I've actually just stocked up on those, made them myself. Potion of Lightfoot. And also a potion of fortified magic.
Lightfoot. Would I know what that does? I don't.
if you drink this potion, you'll be able to run a little faster and a little farther than you typically could. If you had to, like, you know, if you were like playing a game and you had a like a character sheet, you'd be able to run feet farther than you typically could.
All right, I see.
That one's 75 septums. My healing potions are all 20 septums. They are only of minor healing. If you are interested in any of those.
You don't happen to another question, if I may. I've heard that there is a wizard here next to Kvatch, but he doesn't live in town. Do you know about him?
Yes, of course, Marco Damascus. He's a good friend of mine.
I have a friend who is sick, and we require his aid to help her.
Oh, well, what is she sick with?
She fell into some kind of magical slumber. We don't know the exact cause of it, but there's clearly magic involved.
He pulls out a wood pipe and lights it and puffs on it. Huh, magical slumbers. Those can be very tricky. But if anybody could wake your friend up, it's definitely Marco. He's a little crazy, but he definitely means good.
So I've heard. Fact. Do you know where he lives exactly?
And he like looks you up and smokes his pipe a little bit. You don't have any ill intentions against my friend, do you?
Why would I?
I don't know. He's...
He makes a lot of enemies.
Yeah, not intentionally, but yeah.
No, I've only heard about him when I was me and my friends were searching for a healer to help one of our group. So no ill intentions there.
All right. I will give you his location.
I don't remember this. Did Gris or Filvendar have the map?
I don't know. I thought
Filvendar has the map.
I think so. Yeah. So I would give him the map.
Be trusted with that? What are you talking about?
I have a map here.
Of course. And come over here. And he goes back to the counter and then goes behind him, crawls up on his stool again. And he like turns it over and he points. So I'll just bring you guys over to the other map real fast so you can actually see where he's pointing to. But yeah, he's like, yeah, so it's not too far, but it is about a half day's walk. If you have horses, you could go, but I wouldn't recommend taking a cart. Because the way I go is, not great for a cart. But it's right at the foothills, right about here. And he makes like a little like X on your mark. And it's right. So for the listeners, I should say, there is a mountain range. Not like a very big mountain range, but it's more, I guess, rolling hills than mountains. But there's a big range of this that is very far north and runs the border of the country of Cyrodiil. And Marco lives at the very beginning of these foothills. So you can see the foothills from his location, and it's probably another half day walk from his location to get into the foothills. So just so people know, kind of what I'm showing you guys. So he's like, yeah, that's right there. You see it. He's a big, big, tall tower. It's probably like 5 stories tall tower, like big tower.
So it's hard to miss, I guess.
Yes, it is. It's very hard to miss.
You wouldn't happen to know if he also sells some of his magical stuff? Does he do that?
I honestly don't know. He does for me because I'm his friend, but he doesn't really get many visitors, and he doesn't have a shop in town, so...
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was with the Mage's Guild or not, or if he acts on his own independently.
Oh, he used to be. But that's a story for him to tell you, not me.
I see. Well, how many of these potions of Lightfoot do you have?
I have 2. And they're 75 apiece. 75 septums.
I'll take those.
Okay.
So that's 75 times 2.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for all the information and the business.
Of course, Traveler. Of course. If you need anything else, feel free to come back.
And I remember. Thank you.
He kind of like leans back a little bit and puffs on his pipe as you walk out.
All right, and I will make my way to the inn.
You do so just fine. And all right, Gris and Reed, you guys, Gris, you walk in as Reed's done talking with this gentleman. And not soon after you walk in, Gris, Felvindar walks in.
Hey guys, did you find anything?
Yes, come with the map.
Yeah, I have it here. I already spoke to an alchemist who marked me the location of the wizard. He's called Marco. And I showed the map to you guys.
Never mind that, man.
What kind of a wizard is called Marco?
Well, apparently he is. He was once with the Mage's Guild, but something happened and then he wasn't anymore. Yeah, so it should take us like half a day to get to him. It's a big tower at the foot of some hills, so it's pretty hard to miss.
Well, speaking of days, is there any of you guys a bit more deeper in the pockets than me?
What do you mean?
For some reason, the stables here are very expensive.
Oh, and the bartender laughs and, you're talking about Rocco. Yeah. Good luck trying to barter with him. He's got a stick so far up his ass, he won't even, not even drop it down a septum.
God, no, he's
trying to keep my horse there. Monthly rates are killing me.
He was going to charge me, like, what was it, 75 septums? For 3 nights?
Oh, yep. Yeah, that sounds right.
Wait. I just bought 2 rooms.
Yeah.
For a week? Long?
Yeah.
Wait. For 100.
So yeah, I try to give you guys fair prices. Travelers.
Yeah, it's a good price. It's a good price.
I have some septums left, so I could pay him.
Okay, well, you come with me, Phil, and we'll talk to him.
Oh, Gris, one moment before I forget it. This is a potion that I got from the alchemist. I got 2 of those. One is for you.
What, none for me? Really?
Let me explain. This is a potion of lightfootness. Whenever we get into a situation where we need to move very, very fast, like a chasing or something, we two will be able to keep up with Reed.
Oh, and I don't care about it.
Okay, well, I'll pocket that.
Reed, so, yeah.
You hand me the keys to the room so I can...
Yes, yeah.
And then Felvindar and Reed, I guess, make their ways to the stables.
Gris, right before you leave to the room, the bartender speaks up. Oh, what is wrong with your friend there?
She's just sleeping, dude. Long ride. We came all the way from Breville, and she fell asleep in the cart. So
I see. I feel like you might be deceiving me? Roll a deception check.
You didn't say that. There's no way you know I'm
deceiving. No, he didn't say that, but I just wanted to say it like that.
So
but
he would need to make... Oh, God.
Hold on, let me see what he rolls.
This is really
creepy. My God! Oh!
Is that an inside matched. Check for him?
Oh, my we God. We matched.
So do we just look at each other and just like...
Give it. Yeah, you both just look at each other like... Did he tell a lie? I don't know. Was he telling
the truth? Did I tell a lie?
Is he telling the truth? But not. But he's like, oh, well, that's nice of your friend to get you guys some rooms. Yes, we have some very comfy beds for her.
Okay, then head upstairs and.
So you walk upstairs, and it's the only two rooms on the second floor, and there's actually a nice little, like, balcony. Like, as soon as you get up to the stairs, there's, like, a round table with four chairs and a little, like, railing, and it looks over onto the fire in the middle of the inn. It's the only two rooms up there. There's one to the left and one to the right.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm the best at getting rooms.
Well... Just quickly before we do that, I've happened just to look over at the camera on the Zoom call. What is your dog doing on the bed?
He's passed out, paws up. That's what I call that.
Just looked over and he's just there like the comfiest dog in the world.
That's like how he sleeps is like on his back. So fucking weird.
Anyway, so Gris uses the keys, opens the room on the left. What do I see inside?
Yeah, it's a fairly big room. It's got a bed big enough for two people. There is like a little dresser like standing off to the left, and there's a window that sits right in the middle of like where the wall that the bed is up against. And when you open the door, the bed is directly in front of you on the back wall, and then above that bed is a window. And that's about it. That and the dresser.
Okay, well, Gris lays his salad down on the bed gently and then goes and checks the other room. What do you see in that room?
It looks exactly the same. Well, so it's but the dresser's bed. The dresser is on the opposite side than the room behind you.
Okay, well, he goes back to the other room, tucks Nasala into bed. And then goes back, closes the door and goes back into the other room.
You can lock the door if you want. I don't know if... Wait, Reed, did you give him a key?
Yes. I gave him both. Yeah. I gave him both, actually.
You could like lock it from the outside or the inside if you wanted to. I will let you know that.
Gris will lock the door from the outside.
Okay.
And then he'll lock the other door on the other side. Pocket both keys and basically go downstairs to the bar.
All right. Hop over to Felvindar and Reed. You guys are walking up and you see the stable man. I'm not going to call him stable boy because he's not a stable boy, but he's like, you would presume he's doing the exact same thing. He's, you know, moving hay with a pitchfork over to some horses to give them some hay so they can eat.
Hey. Good man.
Yeah. How can I help you today?
Our friend was here earlier with a horse and a cart.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Yes. Him and our sleeping friend was here as well. So he said that we were supposed to pay for more than one.
Yes, he wanted to rent three days of stabling for your horse.
Yes. And he couldn't afford it.
Yes, no, he could not.
Yes.
75 gold septims.
Yes, that is a little bit steep for one horse and one cart.
Well, I mean, there's not another stable around. You can always just put them outside.
That is true. But also, you wouldn't happen to know about this curse, would you?
Well, of course I do.
Yes.
Everybody knows.
I've heard a little bird tell me something.
What's that?
That you happen to get, or you have to have salt in front of your door, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. You wouldn't happen to know anything about salt disappearing in the night, right?
No, I've heard stories, though.
Yes. You wouldn't want that to happen to you, right?
Oh, roll an intimidation check.
Hey, intimidation.
Oh, I did not expect to go this way.
His eyes go wide, and he can see it, like the pitchfork start to shake in his hand. He's like, okay. What do you want?
I don't want anything. I just want a horse to stay here for 3 days for 50 gold.
Okay.
That's fine. And I make sure the salt stays in front of your door. I'm going to check every single door in the entire city and making sure the salt stays there. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, well, yeah, no, 50 is fine. 50 is fine.
Here's your 50 gold.
Thank you. And where's your horse and cart?
I guess we brought that along when we went there.
He left them
where's
there.
Where's your guys' horse and cart? I think they would be able to notice, Jeff. Just yes. Say.
That one. With the thick horse. All and right, the shitty-ass cop.
And he sprints over to the horse and starts bringing him over.
Yes.
To the biggest stall he has, because obviously.
Nice and job, Reed.
As you guys walk away, you can see him taking the cart off and pushing the cart back. So it's doing what he would do, but doing really, he's gonna this horse is never gonna be, he's probably never gonna want to leave now, because he's gonna make sure that horse is nice and comfortable.
You owe me for that.
I do.
That came out of my pocket, just saying. Well, should we go back?
Let me give you 25.
Thank you.
Yeah, when you mentioned salt, it's a good thought. Do you think it might be a good idea for us to have a personal reserve of a bit of, a satchel of salt with us?
I'm pretty sure the inn keeps the salt.
Yeah, I was also thinking about, we could do that. Maybe we can buy it from the innkeeper or from...
I just think the salt is something they think works. I don't think it works. Just saying.
Could I make an arcana check on that to salt protecting from nocturnal creatures?
I think that would be more of a...
History is also fine.
History. Roll me a history check.
16.
You've heard. Now, what you've read has been very subjective, meaning it's not who knows if it's true or not kind of thing. But it's supposedly to protect you from spiritual, ghosts, hauntings, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm...
Spirits. Bad spirits.
Yeah, I'm thinking whether or not it works. Salt is pretty cheap. And if every one of us has, a small satchel of salt, if we should get caught up in the night, we could draw a circle around us. And if we encounter someone that means us harm, and that we will see if it works. If not, then not. But if it should work, it might save our life. You know? Just a small satchel for every one of us if we encounter an emergency. What do you think about that?
Who are you asking? It's up to you. I'm not buying it, though.
I will.
Sure.
All right, then I guess we should go back and occupy our rooms.
Okay, so at this point in the day, you do start seeing people. It's the sun's starting to set. You see some people hurrying, picking up the pace to get to their homes. You even see guards, wherever they might live, they go, or they go to a watchtower and then close, and you hear doors locking. And you get back to the inn, though, and the innkeep says, all right, travelers, no one else is allowed to go out tonight. So feel free to sit around the fire. I have great drink. We have a bard here tonight. So that would be some good music. Always, just so you guys know, I put salt in front of the front door and every room that is occupied once those people go to sleep.
Yeah, that's a matter I wanted to talk to you about.
What about the windows?
We typically don't do the windows. I've never had a problem with it before, so.
I think it was...
If it's a creature, then it's obviously coming through the doors, right? So it's obviously too big to fit for a window.
Yeah, I think that's the logic with it. But the salt mainly should mainly protect you against specters.
Is it just a big slug? Because slugs don't like salt.
We haven't seen the cursed creatures yet, so I don't know if it's slugs or not. Innkeep, do you have a deposit of salt? Could we buy a bit of from you? A small satchel for every one of us?
Yeah, of course. Salt's super cheap.
That's what I thought.
I'm not even going to make you pay for it. And he goes back behind where you can't see his cellar almost, you would presume. And he comes back out with three individual small stacks that are filled to the brim with salt. Here you go. I don't need it. It's cheap. It's very cheap.
That's very nice of you, but still, I would take this and I would like to give him 10 septims.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
First round of your guys' drinks are on me.
That is great. So yeah, and then Philvinda would hand everyone his personal salt satchel. And again, we don't know if it works, but if we should be caught up in the night outside and encounter something, just draw a circle with that around you or throw it at whatever is attacking you. Maybe it works, maybe not, but it's better to be prepared, I think.
All right.
I will add periodically through the evening, Gris will be heading upstairs to check on Naysala.
Okay.
So she's safe in the room.
Yeah. She's fine. So you guys do. I mean, it's by the time you got back, it's probably about 8. So it's not I don't know. Maybe you guys want to go straight to bed or not.
I don't think we should do a drinking contest here.
I mean, can't.
Not with the curse outside at night.
Yeah, Gris is, Gris would like to stay up and basically put a chair next to one of the windows in the bedroom in Naysala's room and just stare out the window to see if you can see anything all night.
Roll.
You mean I imagine it that you sit there like Aragorn in Bree when he watched over the hobbits?
Yes.
The sword at the side of looking out the window.
Exactly that.
All right, give me your perception roll.
Oh my god.
The window's closed, the shutters are closed.
you see the moon is shining bright. Oh my god, sorry. The moon is shining bright, stars are out. You just start stargazing. That's about it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing fall asleep in the chair.
All right. And nothing.
Have a good night.
Throughout the night. You guys awake. Sun is shining through the windows. It's a new day. It's the morning time. You guys are all starting to wake up. What do you?
I would actually like to do something before we wake up.
Okay.
I would like to wake up in the middle of the night and look outside the window.
Okay, perception check.
Just to see if I can see anything. That's 21.
Oh, shit.
So your window points towards the chapel.
Okay.
You see a black robed figure. You can't tell if there's feet or not, or hands.
The Dark Brotherhood.
It's a very long robe, and it looks pretty tattered as well. There's some holes in it and stuff. And all of a sudden, it fucking like breaks its neck to look at you, and you see red eyes, and then it vanishes.
Okay. And it was going into the chapel?
It was like making its way in front of the chapel.
Okay.
It didn't really look like he was like trying to go into the chapel. It was just like going like right, like from here, like right across where like the stairs start for the chapel, and then up and then back down the stairs on the other side, and maybe just keep walking straight. Maybe he was going to the memorial.
Okay.
It's kind of what you put together.
Holy shit.
And there's salt outside the chapel, or...
Of course, yeah. Every building that's occupied by anybody has salt in front of their door.
Yep. That's all I wanted to know when I'm going back to bed and then waking up in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys, like I was saying, you all start to wake up. It's a beautiful sunny day. Sun's shining through the windows of your rooms. What do you?
Well, I saw something in the night.
What did you see?
A hooded figure.
A hooded figure?
Yes, around the chapel.
What was it doing?
It was moving. I don't know what it was doing. It was just moving around there.
Gris pipes up.
I saw him too.
No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up.
That is strange. It is unlikely that it was some citizen of Kvatch here, I think.
There was red eyes. The other thing is, he might have left the chapel, but there's salt in front of the chapel. So, like I said,
very, very sinister.
I don't think that salt is going to do shit.
But did he go inside?
I didn't see him go inside. I didn't see him leave. I just saw him coming from around the chapel. Either he was going into the chapel, or he was coming from the chapel, or he was going past the chapel. But I just think something is up with that chapel. And I don't think the salt does anything.
Did you see that monument?
Yes, it could have been going to the marketplace up there.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's for the Oblivion Crisis, for the people that died there.
I think they fucked up by building that chapel again. I think they didn't clear something with it.
What do you mean?
So, you know, when they said that this curse happened after they built the chapel. And
I did not hear that.
No, I spoke with the barman.
Okay.
And that's why I also knew about the salt, because I spoke with him.
So it began right after the monument was finished?
Yes, apparently.
That is indeed very strange.
And that's why I think something about the chapel and monument and stuff. Yeah, something doesn't add up here.
It's not an active Oblivion Gate, of course, but what
else? Are you absolutely 100% sure about that?
I mean, I haven't examined it.
That's the thing. And that is why I am really, really curious to speak with this Marco.
Yes, I think we should go there today for sure.
Yeah. Yes, you said it was all the way up north and half a day walk.
Yes.
Are we leaving Nisala here?
Okay.
I guess that's the safest place that we can give her right now.
We can't get Jeff to carry her up there. Because I don't...
No, I'll carry her.
Gris, no.
Why?
We get ambushed at any part of the way, what do you think you're going to do with her then? Lay her on the ground and she get kidnapped? No.
I don't know if Marco could be persuaded to follow us to here, to Kvatch, and take a look at her.
You know the symptoms of her, right?
Yes, I do.
Describe them to him. If he's as powerful as you say, he should be able to help from that.
Just quickly, do we know that Reed has a ring of invisibility?
No, we do not.
You
no,
just know I can go invisible.
You just know he can go invisible. Yeah.
He made like a deception check on us, so we assume that it's a spell.
That I learned the spell.
Because if we did know about it, I would say put the ring of invisibility on Naysala, but then we'd probably lose her. That would be that.
Yeah, you guys wouldn't be able to.
No.
Spell Vindar.
Maybe.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's the safest thing to do. We leave her here, and I describe it to Marco. But yeah, the first obstacle that we need to make is, I've heard now from multiple sources that he's not that easy of a guy. So, but he means well. We just need to get to him now.
But I also heard that he was doing some kind of rituals trying to stop this curse.
Oh, did he?
Yes, multiple times, in fact.
To no avail?
Yes, to no avail.
Hmm.
So, yes.
If he's the local wizard, I'm sure he knows about what you just told me, that it all began after the monument was built.
Sure.
Who knows?
I'm going to say this again. Or tell you this, what I told Barkeep. And he also thought it was strange. Why is the head wizard of this town living half a day away from the town?
Oh, wizards and mages can be quite hermit.
Yes.
Sometimes not everyone's in the social structures here.
But the problem is, he is this town's wizard. He's supposed to be with the Jarl of this town, right? Or the guy that's run this town.
Yeah, that's how it usually works.
Half a day to get a message to him. Half a day for him to come back to the town. That's a day for him to be gone. You're saying.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. We need to see. Do we know, did you also hear when the monument was finished? How long ago was that?
I didn't hear that. I just heard that the curse started after the chapel got built.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe he's a bit suspicious, or maybe we can work together with him on this. We need to see.
I just don't trust the guy.
Yeah, we can't know for sure yet, but that's why we need to go there. So are you ready to depart?
Sure.
Gris?
I'm not comfortable leaving Naysala here.
Dude, you have to leave your girlfriend behind sometimes.
What?
Yeah, in his dreams.
No, I mean, like...
Fuck. Sorry.
Like, I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable leaving her here, you know?
Do you trust... I'm sure you trust the barkeeper, do you? The bartender? No?
I mean, we literally just got to town. I don't really trust anyone, to be honest.
True.
Well, then trust me in saying this. I will know when anybody have entered this door. Okay?
And she will be safe from the whatever lurks in the night.
It is one day we are gone. One day, and I will know if anybody was in here.
I mean, okay. But if she does go missing, I blame you.
It's fine.
So we going?
Yeah, we're going.
All right. Well,
before we go, I will place a little bit of... a small, small thing in the doorway so you can see if it's been opened and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, with your, like, thieves kit, tool kit, you can do something like that. Not even going to make you roll for it. Because that's pretty much, like, setting a trap for you, right? Kind of, but not, like, a trap at the same time. Yeah.
The thing I would also want to do that in the window.
Okay.
Window and door. That's the only two places I want to do it.
Explosive
tracks. I mean, that is the only two ways into the room. You guys.
And
know.
I will leave. We would probably leave some food with her. Just in case she wakes up.
Okay.
All
right.
Oh, I guess we head out.
Yeah. Yes. I imagine you leave Jeff because you can't take the cart with you. So I imagine you just leave Jeff there. Like,
It's a walk on foot.
Yes. And that's what the wood elf meant. And anybody that got information on how far it is a half day's walk on foot. So, all right. You guys gather your things and head on off. So, just like everybody says, it's a half day's walk. You guys make your way around to the north part of Kvatch and just kind of follow it up. And only about like an hour or two into the walk, you guys already see the tower in the distance. That's how big it is. I mean, this is tall, like crazy tall.
And you said this guy lived alone?
Yeah, supposedly.
Well.
All right. Well, will they find out if this guy lives alone or not? I guess we'll find out next time on EDDS. Oh, I had to wait for a good time to end it. So I was just waiting for somebody to say something. We'll catch you all on the next episode. EDDS. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We love you all.